Blog Talk Radio.
So, we're here for a Thanksgiving Day special. It sounds like my co-host is on the computer, or he just punches the keyboard super hard or something. TV, what's good?
I'm just chilling. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody abroad.
Everybody abroad? Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and the rest of the United States in this bud.
Well, you know, there's people in different countries, Americans, who don't get to celebrate this Thanksgiving with you and me.
True. Or the people that don't even celebrate Thanksgiving.
That's true.
We should call it Turkey Day. You know what's interesting? It seems like Christmas is a big holiday people make fuss about. When you really think, like, okay, it's the wrong day of the week or you know, whatever for his birthday, but you would think people would get over there and just say, okay, it's a holiday for the children and a holiday to meet up. Or what is Christmas and Thanksgiving mean to you?
Well, yeah, Christmas to me, being a Catholic, is a very special time because I actually do believe in the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and, you know, the covenant to man that was bestowed upon everyone upon his death and resurrection. So that, I mean, it's a very important traditional holiday, especially for me, because, you know, you have a huge Catholic following in Vietnam. It's one of the largest, if not the largest following in all of Asia, talking about Catholicism.
Okay. Oh, okay. So is this
So it's a very, very special holiday indeed.
So do you ever say what you're thankful for? Is that passé? Is that?
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah. That's always a given. Most of. Yeah, we're always saying thanks for whatever we have, knowing that we didn't really have much growing up. I mean, you know, this is not new among, you know, poor people. You know, we're always being thankful for things that we have.
Right.
But it's more especially important considering this day being kind of a day to be able to splurge and enjoy the benefits of being in a country like America, where you can have this type of food, have the opportunity to, you know, make a living to buy this food. In other countries, I don't think you got that.
Well, you traveled abroad. What do you think? Or have you never been around in other countries on a holiday?
I never went to any countries on holiday except for Christmas. And my family lives in the south of France on my mom's side. And we make this dish during Christmas called bouillabaisse. And it's delicious. They have all the seafood in there. I don't know how they make it, but, I mean, it's just a lot of shellfish. It's a very traditional Christmas dish, holiday dish. And, there are things that in France they do differently in terms of the holidays. Like Christmas is very traditional over there. Europe is very secular, or is it non-secular? Oh no, yeah, they're very non-secular to this day, which is like, you know, they still believe in these things to this day.
Right.
But aside from that, I mean, it's a little different with holidays in America and in Europe. Over there, they still do celebrations. Catholic Church is as strong as ever, considering all the crazy stuff that's just been happening. Yeah,
especially with all these. Well, what about what is your tradition here at home?
Oh man, you know, I sent you a picture earlier, and there was just a spread of food, like all kinds of, like you thought you just walked into a buffet, and it really is truly a buffet. I mean, you got all different types of food. You know, this is, you want fried shrimp with sweet and sour sauce or barbecue sauce? All right, we got it. You want egg rolls? You know, there's no Asian Thanksgiving without egg rolls. But you want mashed potatoes? We got that. We got that too. Turkey, ham, everything, shit. Sometimes we'll even have a giant pork, like fried pork.
Right.
Like you know how they cook these things? They take the whole pork, split it in like half, and they like bisect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they put it in this giant frying pan, right, with the oil, and then they pour the oil on top of the pork over and over for like hours until it's nice and crispy and cooked. And tender. And then sometimes we'll have that. But I know you don't eat pork. I know you don't eat pork though, right?
Who?
You. You.
Why wouldn't I eat pork?
I don't know, you got some dietary restrictions. I don't know you.
Well, I have GERD, which is acid reflux, so I just avoid, like, I mean I don't have no restrictions. It's just a preference, right? Whatever makes me.
Okay, well, I mean, your preference is also a restriction if you look at it a certain way.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, I guess you could say that, but I just avoid oil. I choose to avoid oil and spices and marinara sauce.
Marinara sauce.
I love the tomato sauce. Yeah.
Man, how are you gonna ever eat mozzarella sticks without marinara sauce?
Actually, what you call it? Cheesecake Factory.
Is that even possible?
Oh, use the Alfredo sauce instead. Whatever you would use spaghetti sauce for or marinara sauce, if you switch with Alfredo, for people that are sensitive to acidic stuff, you're used to it. Like, every once in a while I do sneak in some fried foods, and I'll go to a Cheesecake Factory and I get these little fried macaroni cheese balls, and I eat it with some Alfredo sauce, man. It's on point. But what's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving? Is it the get together? Is it the day off? Is it the presents?
Man, that's easy.
What?
That's easy. When I was a kid, getting the day off was cool. But growing up and knowing the value of things, being appreciative of what limited time we have on Earth with our loved ones, just being together is the most important thing, man. Most important thing. Most definitely. Like, there is nothing, even if we just had, just someone came out to Little Caesars, picked up a pizza, but we were all together. Yeah, I might be a little upset that we only got Little Caesars for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I know people will come through because they take this day as a special day to be among family, among friends, among loved ones. And there's just nothing like it, man, just to be able to sit back and just catch up. Because let's be real, how often do we really talk to our family that we don't live with anymore or that we don't see often? Aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, siblings, you know, we don't see them often. fact that they're still alive and around to even keep talking to us. That is a blessing in and of itself. Something to be thankful for.
Definitely.
Yeah. How are you celebrating Thanksgiving? I know you're up in, you're out of state right now.
Yeah, up in Oregon. I usually like to, my tradition since high school, preferably I like to stay home because for many reasons. One, you don't have to worry about being stuck anywhere for any time. I like watching the football games, and I've been to many places where some people cut the TV off or other times you can't hear it. And I think some of the best things is that you don't have to be picky, you know, because people will bring you plates for the most part. They bring you food.
Oh, yeah.
You get different
most
people. And, you know, for someone like me who's picky and has GERD, I really limit it. So I kind of just let people stop by and, you know, hang out for a minute, take off their shoes before they come in. And yeah. Except, now last year was, and it happened the first year I was left at home. The first year I was left at home, all I had was sweet potato pie. I must have ate like 10 of them things. And that wasn't good for the body. They don't waver. It was real bad. And same thing happened last year. People assumed that the next person would bring some food. So I just had a fridge full of dessert. And, you know, sweets don't really last too long in the fridge. But, and now as I'm getting, now as I'm getting a little healthier physically and can move better, people aren't giving me that excuse of, you know, it's too hard to get out. So I'm just staying home. Now they're like, oh, if you don't want to leave, then I ain't bringing you nothing. That's where we at right now. But I know somebody listening out there will bring me something. Somebody. Anybody. As long as you don't have cats in your house.
What, you don't like cats?
Some people be having cats all in their kitchen and stuff and
already coming off. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's kind of, it's a real thing to find cat hair in your food, dog hair in your food, being in the house with animals.
Yeah.
Because my uncle, he had this big, when we used to go to Thanksgiving over in Stockton.
Yeah.
I
hate to cut you off, but can we take this call?
Yeah, let's take a call.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Hey, 415, it's been a long time. I apologize. I completely missed the call. Who is this?
Oh, you got me on? You got me on?
Yeah, you on.
Oh, it's Tone, man. What's up, man? I was just listening in to you, bro. It's Tone.
Oh, what's going on, Tone? So, Tone is a member of Let's Talk Sports, and he also has a show every Thursday, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Pacific time.
3:30 to 5,
And he's a real basketball fan. Obviously, he likes the Lakers. My co-host is a part-time.
Hey, man, thanks for the call. Happy Thanksgiving. Many blessings on your family and you.
Man, happy Thanksgiving to y'all, too, man. I was just listening in, man, enjoying the show. You know what I'm saying? Watching this football game. Horrible game right now.
Yeah, it's terrible. Although
the dude from the Lions got lit up
across the middle. That was a nice
just
hit.
Fumbled again. Yeah.
So how's your Thanksgiving story? What's your plans for today?
Man, right now, man, I've been just really, like, prepping for the show a little bit today, I'm going to do. And, you know, waiting for all the food to get ready. You know, I had to make my store runs already, go get the drink and everything. So it's all good in that part. You know?
But you're good now, right?
Ready for that
you're
food,
good now.
Man.
Yeah, I still need to pick up a few things. We got to pick up some sour cream, some cream cheese. Shredded cheddar, gonna melt all that, make it a dip, and we're good.
From what I'm hearing, neither one of y'all cook, but y'all surely gonna take some plates. Is that what I just caught?
Hey, bruh, I live with my lady, man. So you know, my cooking duties have been done for like 5 years now, bro. I just take place. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, but you know, as long as you're contributing somehow, like I don't hear you bringing anything to the table area.
You know, I don't, because at least
Han's bringing some drink, and I'm bringing a cheese dip. I mean, I know people don't love the cheese dip. I don't know if they're gonna love what are you bringing?
Man, look, that's why I stay my happy butt home alone. I ain't got to worry about looking at
them. They can bring you to your
house. If I do go to someone's house, I'm usually bringing a set of dominoes. That's, you know, usually giving out lessons for Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, that's an everlasting lesson right there, because you can go on and play forever.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The dominoes gotta be going down on all holidays. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody in my
family know what's up, too. They don't even want to see me. They've been kind of avoiding me lately. So.
Are you that good, Toss?
Hey man, I beat y'all when we was on here on the 360 that time, and I was only playing a couple times. I remember I was on here a couple games before I moved up to the Xbox One.
Everybody else ready to leave me behind. But best of league next time in the Bay, everybody know I'll catch the cow train anywhere. We'll play. Shit, I'll play on the train.
The show.
Dude. Aaron, you talk about bones, but I don't know the last time you ever won. I don't remember.
We went to some restaurant Dave and Buster's. And the dude sitting with us is letting the manager in, and I'm assuming so we could get a discount, which didn't happen, but
man, don't be blaming Jason because you lost.
Look, you know that's why you remembered his name, because you remembered exactly who it was. You was like, he turned out the sixes, but he got threes. We like, oh, am I missing? So this tournament next year,
he was not being a dominologist, huh?
I don't know what he was doing. I'm feeling it's got to be a reason. You know, if there was a girl working, I would have blamed him for him. I was like, okay, maybe he's trying to help her out with this. There's a domino tournament next year in Las Vegas. $50,000 for first place. $1,200 entry. I already submitted mine. I'm already registered to go. But if you ever think your game is that good, I would say sign up.
It's 500. Is head up like or what?
One-on-one head up. You can pay. I don't know if pre registration over. They was letting people pay $250 first and then the rest next year. I'll send you the information. I should call them and tell them to let me get a discount since I'm over here promoting. But
yeah.
Man, this guy always trying to get a discount.
Your boy want a discount too, man. I'll be out here, man.
You said, you mean team? You said
2-on-2. Yeah, I mean, it don't matter, man. I mean, if I got somebody that could play, yeah. But I like going head up mostly, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I trust myself, you know.
Right. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You be with a teammate and don't know how they play, you know. I don't really trust everybody that I played with in my team. Like, my sister was my only teammate that was good. And, you know, RIP, he passed away, but I don't trust nobody else on my team. It's one-on-one or I'm by myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There you go.
Now,
yeah, I'm not so good at dominoes where I can actually play on my own. I need somebody else to come help me put up some points. Because sometimes, man, I get some of the worst blocks. You know, I get like a blank three, and then it's just, man, you can't do nothing with that because everybody else putting up fives. Nobody's got a blank two out there.
And you can work with anything you have, man. Yeah.
Here's a hint for you guys. If there's a dude that talks a lot, if he starts getting quiet, best believe he doesn't have nothing to run with.
Exactly.
I learned that.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody
if
do
I'm
that.
Quiet, if I'm quiet, I probably got like five doubles in my head, and I'm just hoping you play all of them because I don't even like to talk when that happens.
Yeah.
See, I'm quiet when I'm playing, man, because I don't want nobody to know, like, have any kind of clue what I got. You know, I don't be giving out clues when I'm playing. If I'm playing online, that's different. But if I'm, you know, you can't, I mean, I'll be talking on here, talking crazy to people because I'm just blowing everybody out. But if you, if you like, right here with me, you ain't going to see me saying nothing. You just going to keep seeing me getting points all day.
Yeah.
Now, do people, since I left the Bay, it just don't seem like people get together like they used to. Do people still get together and play board games or... Now,
people do.
They do.
No, people do. Like last year for Thanksgiving, my boy, he lives out in Hayward, and we'll just set up a table out on the sidewalk at night. It's like right under the street lamp, and we'll just play. You know, we'll just play two on two. We'll play some bones, set it up, set up some chess, checkers. You know,
If
we just chop it up outside, nobody's gonna bother us. It's Thanksgiving. Everybody's inside. Cops don't stop by that area. So, you know, we just chill. But people still do it. I mean, it's just, it's not like, you know, you make up a group and then you say, hey, who wants to come out? Let's go play some at the park.
Oh,
but, you know, people still.
It ain't like it used to be.
Nah.
Is it because
we're growing up, it'd be like every day you'll find it. Like you can go find about 8, 9 of your partners and go get a full court of basketball game or some kind of game going on. It ain't like that no more. we got jobs, man. We got jobs and families to take care of now.
Well, we do, but what about these kids?
Yeah, the young kids, they just don't do it. They just stay inside playing the Xbox.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing on that Madden, making up all these dumb YouTube videos of all these glitches and shit on Madden. And
I was just thinking about, like, I remember when I was where I lived, there wasn't too much neighbors that I could, were around my age or whatever. But I remember any time I heard a basketball or a group of kids, I ran outside, like, where y'all going?
Oh, yeah.
What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
And it's just like. Anytime I heard of basketball, like, I definitely ran outside. It was just like, I even tried to play soccer with the kids down the street, but I don't know if they really didn't know English or they didn't want to play with me. It was probably both. I wanted to play something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't see it. Like, y'all remember being out there and y'all being mad that one car passed every 5 minutes? I don't never see kids having to, you know, split the street because somebody drove down the street.
Yeah.
T-shirts at one end of the street signifying the end zone. Stuff
yeah,
I
yeah.
thought was cool.
Well, I used to live
in
right
the
80s court.
And the 90s.
Yeah. I used to live
different.
In court, so we didn't have the problem of cars coming by too often. But, you know, so we pretty much had our own playground right there. All the kids in the neighborhood, we were all around the same age, which was cool. It was nice, man, growing up in the 90s. We was just playing football, baseball, basketball, hockey, everything. I mean, we would throw like these pine cones at each other, calling them grenades.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember throwing
90s
in the 80s,
was the ish.
I think the late 80s. And we used to throw tan marks. Did y'all ever have? You said what?
Yeah.
I used to throw everything out here, man. You know, we grew up in the hood.
We
used
to throw something. You just wanted to.
Whatever
you
can find, man.
Well, that's what's crazy to me. Like, I mean, I think 50 Cent was the last dude I see try to throw a first pitch. And I also had a teammate who couldn't throw a softball. And I'm confused why these dudes look so bad when they throw a first pitch out. And if you don't throw it across the plate, if you don't even reach the plate, that's fine, but these dudes like throw like 15 feet.
I think they'd be nervous.
Is that what it is?
I think they'd be nervous. I think they're trying to make the perfect pitch, you know what I'm saying? And then they be you know, they be really trying to do too much and really wind up and they ain't got the mechanics or the skills, you know.
Nope.
That, well, that's the big nope. pitch you're talking about. That was definitely one of the worst.
Yeah, he looked worse than Mariah Carey did. I'm like, you know, and they tried to cover it up. They tried to cover it up, saying it was a publicity stunt. But believe me, yeah. When I played an adult softball league, I had a teammate who couldn't throw, and I had to put him. He was a basketball teammate, but I put him on my team. We had to put him out in center field, and he had to roll the ball to second base. You know. Yeah, he couldn't throw, and I'm like, you couldn't put him in the catcher. So it's like, I don't know, like, did your dad not play catch with you or something, or nobody in your neighborhood?
Some people just never pick up the skill to, you know, just throw that ball down. You know, like they just can't throw past 5 feet.
I'd be embarrassed.
No athletic.
Yeah.
Now, what was better to y'all? Was it better to go out and play football, or when do y'all remember the days when y'all just sat around on the same little TV and about 80 of y'all took turns playing a fighting or a football game? Remember when y'all?
I'd rather go play football.
Yeah.
I don't like waiting too. I'm like, you know, I'm impatient. I wanna be involved. You feel me?
I don't wanna be waiting
for the person to lose.
Football was okay. It was just I was always out jumping and out leaping, right? Because I was always a foot taller than everybody. So it was too easy until you get that one dude that thought he was like the greatest corner. And he'd be grabbing, he's always grabbing tall people, saying, I got you on lock. And then meanwhile, your clothes ripped, and they're like, man, stop playing.
Oh, man. Yeah. I could see that. In my younger days, I was like that. I was kind of tall for my age, too, back then. I've been this height since I was, like, in the seventh grade. I'm only 5 now, but I was tall for then, you know what I'm saying? So right. I was like that guy with the high shoes. I was dunking. So, you know, I was that guy that was getting the clothes ripped like that, too, E. So I feel what you're saying on that.
Man, I've always been like kind of around the same height. I didn't grow so much until I hit maybe freshman year, and then I haven't grown since. But I'm only 5'7". So yeah, for me back in middle school, dudes were already like 5'9", 5'10", and I'll admit, the only way to get them off the ball was wrapping my arm around, giving them a headlock, and that was the only way.
I remember this announcement.
I was like, man, I take no prisoners.
With the kitchen clean. Man, you know, that was crazy because a lot of dudes, you know, in the sports group that are even in the same area be clowning, and I be thinking, like, I remember back in our day, you solved your way, not your fights, but your arguments two ways, either going to the court or racing somebody down the street.
Yeah.
I would love to get out and race the hell out of
somebody.
I thought this was cool.
Yeah.
And then y'all always was hella close, and someone was like, "Nah, man, my arm was way across that line."
Times have changed, man. It's a different culture now. Everybody thinks, you know, they're bigger than everybody else.
They do, man. Been through it all, man.
They be something in the water, though, man. My son's 6'4", man. So, hey, he's 16. He's 6'4". So, man.
Damn.
His kids are getting bigger.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, I hate that our show is only a half hour, but I want to thank Tom for calling in. Listen to his show at 3:30 to 5:30.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk sports and thank my co-host, TV, until he comes up with a better nickname.
Hey, man, I gave you my nickname.
No, something that I ain't afraid to say on radio. hey, y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Peace.
All right, man. Have a good Thanksgiving and both of y'all.